866 teachers have left their teaching positions within the first 4 months of this school year in Arizona. That's one of the results from a survey released yesterday by the Arizona School Personnel Administrators Association. The numbers also shed some light on who in the teaching workforce does not meet standard teacher requirements. Joining us for a couple of minutes is Dr. Mark Jorenstad, Executive Director of Arizona School Administrators, a nonprofit promoting education in Arizona. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
So 866 teachers who left in the first 4 months, that seems like a big number. Do we know if they're leaving because of the lack of pay, because they have other opportunities? What do we know?
Well, we know that many of them have abandoned their job, almost 150-plus abandoned their job because they couldn't handle the stress. They couldn't handle the demands of the profession after a couple months. You might have seen a recent article in the paper that highlighted one such case, but it's a very demanding profession, and people who aren't adequately prepared often just cannot meet the challenges of a classroom full of 30 young kids.
And is that part of the shortage getting more treacherous? Are we seeing more examples of that?
The number who have abandoned the positions has really grown in the last couple of years. This was a very rare occurrence 10 years ago, and now we have of the 866 who have left severed employment as of December 8th, we know there's probably 300 of them at least who just walked off the job. Just said, I can't handle this. I'm done. I'm leaving. We've had a couple cases where they've walked out of the classroom during the day and said, I'm not coming back. So this never used to happen, and now it's become somewhat commonplace. Now, some of the people who left also, 80% of them were qualified teachers who held a standard certificate. There are some cases where they walked off the job because, especially in our border districts, in Yuma, up in Lake Havasu, that area where they're close to California, some of them just walk off the job because they get an offer to teach 20 miles away in California for $10,000 more salary with the same benefits, and they don't even have to move. They just commute. So that's another issue.
Yeah, we certainly heard that Arizona underpays its teachers. Is there any reason to think that numbers like this will actually get the message across even more to lawmakers, maybe the governor, to say, you know, we need to put more money into this because people aren't just leaving for the conventional reasons anymore?
The governor, I believe, does understand the severity of the teacher shortage in Arizona. And as our Arizona town hall said, highly qualified and compensated teachers are necessary to our education. The legislators' response often is, we've given you money over the years. You're just not using it to pay the teachers. And, of course, they're forgetting that district additional assistance, which we call capital, is 85% down since 2008. And so districts, when they have severe maintenance issues, replacing a roof, for example, they don't have the money they used to have to do that, so they have to pull from the maintenance and operations budget, which means less money for teacher pay because they've got to repair the roof. So those are related, significant but related issues to this teacher pay problem.
Mark, just a minute or so left. I want to ask you kind of a big philosophical question. Is it possible, this question always pops to mind for me, that the problems are not going to be solved by more money, but they can't be solved without more money?
They can't be solved without more money, but another significant issue is offering incentives at the beginning of the pipeline so new teachers come in. We're 35% down in enrollment in our colleges of education, so we need things like tuition assistance, loan forgiveness to encourage our young people to get back into a profession. And that profession also has to be seen in their eyes and in the eyes of the public as valuable. And that's another issue that's contributing to the shortage.
Dr. Mark Jorenstad is Executive Director of Arizona School Administrators, a nonprofit promoting education in Arizona. Good to talk with you. Thanks.
Thank you.